LV, our home insurance comes from the heart. It's not just about giving you a personal claims handler to take care of you all the way. It's about looking after you in other ways too. Like when you go direct to us, buy online and get a massive 25% discount. To see how much you could save with the Which Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. Online discount for new customers only, excludes home emergency and home legal expenses.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamertag Radio.
Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
We bring you interviews and commentary from all the E3 2017 press conferences,
roundtable discussion,
all the latest gaming coverage,
developer interviews,
the latest news from the crew.
A Gamertag Radio exclusive.
Here we go.
E3 2017 coverage starts now.
All right, we're live. The Xbox E3 briefing is just finished right now here in Los Angeles. E3 2017. So we just finished watching the press conference. And who wants to be the first person to talk about the press conference? Let's go with Pete. Pete?
All right, so finally got what the world has been waiting for. We got the official name, Xbox One X. We got the launch date or release date, November 7th. Price, $499. I don't know about y'all, but there was a palpable tension leading up to, and I want to say, Jeff Keighley was right. You could almost hear the, when he said $499, me personally, I don't think it's the right price to punch it at. I think with the competition at $250 with PS4, with the PS4 Pro, etc., I just don't know if $499 is the right price for Microsoft to garner the admiration and love from the gamers back into their huddle. Not to say that it's not worth it, because I think for what the gamers are going to get at $499, they're going to get a very, very rock solid piece of hardware. But I don't know. Paris is over there with the I don't know look. So I don't know.
Paris, go for it, man.
I think we should let our guest give his opinion. I'm not ready to give my opinion yet. Okay. We got Q here. So Q, please come over, man. What do you think of the press conference?
Well, in regards to what Pete was just saying, my first prediction was $499. I figured it was going to be at the $499 price point. I would have been surprised if it was $399 or $449. I would have been surprised. But so I wasn't that surprised, and I think, you know, it's probably best for them, for Xbox. As far as the slate of games, I mean, there was a few on there I was pretty excited about. Anthem is interesting. I can't think off the top of my head, but there's nothing that really grabbed me. You know, seeing that in-depth look at Sea of Thieves was pretty good, too. That looked interesting, but I don't know. I want to hear Paris, though. He's over here making faces.
Khalif, right? You want to say something, too? We have Khalif and the whole Spawn on Me crew. What's going on, man?
What's up? That was a really good conference. They really had a good showing. It was pretty strong. I was saying, coming out of the conference, that it was one of the first times that we had to kind of worry about Sony's conference coming up, because it feels like they put them on the back foot a little bit with some of the showings that they had. Anthem looked nuts. That looked crazy. I still didn't see any Xbox UI stuff that I was hoping to see. I want to see what it looks like when you actually run it. Hopefully that'll be at the showcase, so that other good stuff. But feels really strong. They had a really good showing today.
And what about you, Sharif?
Yeah, I mean, I think they did what they needed to do. They showed a lot of games, a lot of exclusives as well. But personally, I did not feel like I got out of there wanting to drop $500 on X. And that's kind of what it comes down to, is they're going to have the hardcore that are going to buy it no matter what the price is. They got to convince some other people. And, you know, I know that it's hard to show the 4K 60 on the screens and like everything, but I didn't see anything there that didn't look like it could be done on a 1S, you know, and all the games are going to be on the 1S. So.
And Paris.
Okay. First of all, I'm so happy that I finally got to meet Sharif face to face, and I got to sit next to him at the press briefing because, you know, my cold, salt-filled heart to see the joy that he was having gave me hope for myself. But watching this press conference, it's a solid B. I'm not, and I'm being real here. I'm not trying to be snarky or salty or nothing. This is my honest opinion. I'm not excited about what I saw. Scorpio is going to be a monster that they claimed it was to be, and that's great. But at $499, I have no incentive in 2017 to go buy that console because I have my PC. Everything that they were showing up there that's coming in 2017, in my head, I'm like, yep, I just played on my PC. I feel no need to run out and get Project Scorpio. The fear I had is kind of came to reality that this year they don't have the exclusive content that I was hoping for them to have. Honestly, Crackdown 3 coming in November 7th, I was wrong about. Coming November 7th, 2017, great. They stuck it in the middle of the show almost as an afterthought. They focused more on Terry Crews than they did the actual game. Everything we saw in the game was just explosions. What the hell is the game about? I don't know because they didn't tell me. Forza 7, they kicked it off. That's just the old, you know, old standby. That's fine. Surprisingly enough, Sea of Thieves, that looks like fun. That looks like a fun title to play. Metro looks fun as hell. Anthem looks amazing. Assassin's Creed looks like, all right, they took a break and they're getting back to what I want Assassin's Creed to be. But the point I bring up those three games is because they're all third party. I can play all of those games elsewhere. They're not exclusive to, like, oh my God, I got to go get Project Scorpio or Xbox One X to be able to play it. You know what I'm saying? So in that sense, it's not like they did a bad job. I just don't feel like they went out on a limb. I wanted to see Xbox go on a limb. I wanted to see Xbox make me go, man, Sony better come with it Monday night. I don't feel that way. I feel like Sony probably watched this and go, well, guess we don't need to drop the prices of our consoles. We're good. We'll show God of War and Days Gone, pat everybody on the ass and say, get the hell out of here and keep buying our stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel about it. So, like I said on the podcast before we even came here, temper expectations as far as the price goes. And it turns out it was $499, which is pretty much what everyone originally thought when this got announced. So that's not a surprise, but it's a disappointment because we were expecting them to do something drastic, to do something to push the competition. At $500, Xbox One X does nothing to push where we currently are in the gaming world right now. Everything is going to stay status quo, despite having this new powerful piece of hardware. Because as a PlayStation owner or a PC owner, where's my incentive to go get an Xbox? That's what I wanted to see, and I did not get that.
See, the majority of the time, people always complain about seeing the same IPs over and over again. And the thing that I give them props is they were not depending on Halo. They were not depending on Gears. There was a lot of new IPs, and there was a lot of games that it's for me. Like, I could see playing some RPGs, games that they show there. My brother's a huge Dragon Ball fan. I know he would go crazy to buy that, you know? So I know that it's not for you guys, but there's games that is for everyone. You know, and the thing, too, that I like about this is this press conference, it was very diverse, not only in games, but also the developers from all over the world, from different countries, from everywhere, you know? So it wasn't about developers from here, from the U.S., or people from the developers in Japan. It was from everywhere, man. So I think it was a very strong message with that part, too, man. So now the whole $499, I'm not going to lie, I was a little disappointed because I thought it was going to be $399, but okay, it's all right. But I think they made the right moves, man. I think that was a pretty good press conference, man. It was really good, in my opinion. I'm happy that they're bringing back also Ori. I love Ori. Love that game so much. There was a couple RPG games. I got to rewatch the press conference.
Code Vein. It was Code Vein.
That Code Vein, that looks really, really good. That got my attention. Anthem looks very interesting. Metro, wow. That was sick. But that's the thing. Give them props because it's new IPs, man. New IPs, even if it's third parties, whatever, is at least is new IPs that they're showing to the public, to the consumers, man. That's all. So, anybody else?
Any game?
Oh, by the way, bring Xbox, the original Xbox, to the OG. That's pretty dope, too. They're adding in there, man.
Good to have, but it realistically, but beyond Crimson Skies, maybe a Midtown Madness 3. What are you really? Look, I'm not hating on it because it's good that they're opening up the whole library to it. They should, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't know, man. Here comes Diana. This is great. But going back, you know security is going to break this up. But going back to Xbox One X, yeah. I mean, like I said, it's great to have that hardware. But I still don't feel like, yeah, there was some diversity there, but a lot of it was in third party. There was some console first launch message in there. Cuphead's coming, that's great. A new Ori's coming, that's great. I still didn't get that wow factor I was looking for. That's my only thing. Look, PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, we pretty much, you know, it was worst kept secret ever. That was going to come to Xbox One. That's great. But I would still probably play it on the PC versus playing it on Xbox One. I didn't see anything that made me go, you know what? Let me abandon my PC and PlayStation community and jump back into Xbox. There's nothing that's going to make me go renew my Xbox Live account, for example. Okay. I'll stick to, you know, the games that are coming to Xbox One, they're play anywhere. I can play them on my PC. Why am I spending $500 to go get this? That's what I'm saying. It's for you. They can say super sampling all the hell they want, but why the hell are you going to go spend $500 to go get an Xbox One X if you don't have a 4K TV? That's, to me, that's the biggest thing. They didn't do enough to sell that, in my opinion, to people that don't have a 4K TV.
You said that if the Xbox One X was $399, that you would stand up and pre-order right now. So what's the difference now if it was $399 versus $499. I mean, why would you have still bought it if it was $399 if you can play everything on your PC anyway?
Talking to me now?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, like I said a million times, because $399 is a freaking steal. That's why. And when I say I'm not going to get one, I'm talking in 2017. There's no rush at launch to go get one. Will I eventually get one? Most likely, but that'll be later on. That'll probably be well into 2018 before I even consider it.
So, do you think that at $499, it's going to sell like hotcakes this holiday season?
First of all, why do I feel like I'm getting interrogated? Was this the police?
For everybody. It's no. Actually for everybody.
Yes, it will sell out because the hardcore will still go buy it. Danny will go buy it, even though he doesn't need it. He agrees.
Now, well, I got to probably trade my 1S, and then I'll probably get that. So, Sharif?
Yeah, it'll definitely sell out, but, you know, it's more of that upgrade part. I think they're looking for Xbox One S owners to upgrade. And to me, I didn't see that many things to make them want to do it unless they already own a 4K TV or if they're a part of the hardcore that will buy it, whether it's $499 or $699. Like, you know, and, like, that's kind of the issue that I see with them after the holidays.
Yeah. We got Diana here. Dee, what's up?
Hey, guys. I didn't realize this was an open forum, so I'm just going to pop on in here. I don't know. I feel like the nail in the coffin is the fact that they make it's available to S users. There's no there's no reason for me. I don't personally. I agree with you, Paris. There's no reason for me to actually buy an Xbox yet, though. I am excited for the diverse amount of games that are coming to the Xbox, because usually I feel like with this generation, I feel like it was very heavy dude bro, let's shoot shit. Am I allowed to curse? I didn't realize. Is that okay? All right. So I felt like it was very like, let's shoot things, and, you know, and it's just a lot of shooties. And it was exciting to see a lot of different types of games. I actually felt, I always know when something is exciting to me, when my heart starts to pitter patter a bit more. And I've actually felt that at this presentation. I don't know, however, if S users will upgrade because of the price and because they're able to play those games already on the new system. I don't know. I feel like for $500, I would just buy a PC because of what you said, Paris, that you could essentially just play those games on the PC. Do I think it was a good presser? Yes, I think. Yeah. I think it did its job. It got people hyped. It certainly got me hyped. Will it sell out? I don't know if it'll sell out. You think it'll sell out? I don't know, man. I don't know.
Why you think it will sell out? I say it sells out because when it launches on November 7th, all the southbound 110s in the world, they're running out to go get it. They're getting it no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So
do we think that that's the market? Is the market supposed to be specifically for Xbox users? Because it seems like what they were trying to say was trying to open it up to other people so that you don't have those hardcore, like, Xbox users. Like, you don't only just see a play to those users. Like,
well, I think Xbox as a platform, take the One X, I don't even know how to pronounce the thing, take Project Scorpio out of the mix, but as a platform, like you mentioned, diversity is there. So I think that message is clear that if you're a console gamer, there's going to be a diverse lineup of games there for you to play, and the Xbox One S is going to be a cheap alternative to go pick those games up. But if you're the super hardcore guy, you want 4K, HDR, and all that, they got the Xbox One X for. It's so hard for me to say it. The Xbox One X is there for you, but it's at a premium price, which Phil Spencer warned us a year ago that was going to be the case, and we have that today. So it's all perspective. Like I said, I've already invested in a PC. I don't need to get one to experience that content in 4K, HDR, and all that stuff. But if I don't have one, and I don't want to build a PC, and I don't want to spend $1,500 to do it, that is an alternative. But tomorrow night, Sony's going to give a message of, but you can have that same, it still look the same with the PS4 Pro, and it doesn't cost $500. So
do you think they're going to, you were saying that they're going to lower it to
I feel like if they lowered the price of the Pro $50, sold. Honestly, that would make me buy the Pro. That's the only reason I haven't upgraded to a Pro. Yeah, it's simply because of the price. They say they announced lowered $50. Done.
They don't really need to though. They probably could play it safe tonight. Tomorrow night, yeah. And they'll be good.
But I think by doing so would show the aggressive nature that Sony has, especially in this generation, because that would be the equivalent of them keeping the foot on the neck down and saying, you know what, we might have a lead, but we're going to ensure that the player base this generation stays on Sony. And like Diana said, I'm upgrading if they drop it another $50 or whatever. If they do a price drop, I'm throwing wallets.
I really think that it in this, I think when it comes to like the sales, like PlayStation, if they want to stay on top, and they are on top right now, they're outselling Xbox right now. To what he just said, I think that lowering that price is going to really settle that. I don't know. I honestly don't know if Scorpio will push Xbox to the levels that PlayStation is. I mean, are they trying to compete with that? I don't know yet. But what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that they were very careful to brand the Xbox One family. They always mention Windows. They always mention the S and the X together. I think they're looking at those combined sales. I don't think that they want to convert, for example, everyone from the S to the X. I mean, that would be nice, but I really think that they want to make sure that they have an answer for the entry-level folks on, like, the S, higher-level console folks on the X, and then people that just want to ball out like Paris, you know, and get his triple 1080 Ti's, you know, and run everything, so...
Yeah, like I'm literally looking at a tweet that was sent to me, and the guy's saying that Sony is going to have a field day with that pricing, and because only hardcore Xbox fans are going to go spend that amount of money. And again, that's what I've been saying the whole time. Like I said, I just don't feel like they did anything to incentivize anyone that isn't already invested into Xbox to jump into Xbox. That's the problem, you know, and an aggressive price point would have gone a long way towards that. Hell, Phil, remember, I'm confused. The Verge said that the Xbox One S was going to be $199, and then Phil just said that it's going to be $250. So they're not even lowering the price to that.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused about
that. Yeah, I'm a little confused about that. So I'm talking too much.
You want to wrap it up? Anybody else? That's it? Good? All right, so stay tuned to the next episode. We're out. Peace.